Pam, looking ahead to a game on Saturday and another game at the Copper Box.
Exciting times to be in another final and with Surrey Storm. It's just amazing. And after the season we've had, few ups, a few downs, but to get into that final is so great, great with this squad of girls and the whole team. So from our coaches to our strength and conditioning to the girls on court to everyone at Surrey Storm, it's just been a real squad performance.
You've done pretty well this season. I mean, I think it was something like 284 and you're on 86%.
Oh, yeah.
How do you see those kind of figures? Is that a good season for you?
Yeah, definitely. Well, we always talk about, well, this previous international, as long as you're over 85%, that's good for an international shooter. So I'd like to be up there in the 90s, but no, I'll take that stats for this year.
When we look at other top scorers, Rach is on 85, and it's going to be close regardless of the actual numbers and percentages.
Oh, definitely. As you say, we've seen throughout this season that the shooters are hitting those high percentages, which gives confidence to the rest of your team as they bring down the boards through the court for you. But you could score 99%, but that one that you miss, it could be that winning goal. So you have to take it all in terms of gameplay as well as those high percentages.
I mean, it's fair to say that going into the season, the magical combination of Cookie, Dunn and Greenway had to adapt. Mm-hmm. Would it be unfair to say that it took a while for the team to find out the way that everybody was playing?
No, definitely it wouldn't be unfair. As you say, Townsend is a big asset to the squad, and I've played with her for many years now and such an amazing player to play with. So to lose her from the squad is obviously a big blow and a change. But I think Georgia Lewis has come on amazingly this year, and also Sophia has had a shot at that wing attack position. It's taken us a while to, as any team with new players, to kind of gel and connect again. And we've used this season to really do that, and we seem to be peaking at the right time.
You've already mentioned Georgia, but I mean, we could look at the entire squad who've had a really good season. How about Amy?
Oh, Amy Flanagan, amazing. She
Super Amy.
Ability.
She's been
exactly,
good these days.
Yeah, she's been coined Super Amy. Wow, I just her vision and her skill and the way she just reads the game is just amazing, which I've seen this year. She's just kind of come from nowhere. I know she's been building for a while now, but she's really come to fruition this year and has been so solid for the Storm girls in defence and in attack. So she's had a go at centre. She always kind of gets really nervous before she puts that centre bib on, but she has no fear. And yeah, she's really done the job there.
So a repeat of 2014, how's it going to go?
Oh, wow. So, yeah, so 2014, I wasn't with Storm in that final game at Vice. So,
did you watch it?
Oh, yeah. Well, it was the day I did my Achilles, so I was watching it from the hospital.
Ouch.
Yeah, so that was not fond memories, like, for all Storm players, as it seems. So another repeat, Storm v Thunder. I know it's going to be an exciting game. I'm really excited to play it. Obviously, Thunder have been really consistent this year. They've only lost one game to us, though, I must say. But anything can happen in a final. And it's just which team can bring it and do their job on the day. So I think it'll be a really good game. We've had lots of good games over the season, so I think it'll be a good one to finish on.
And a friendly rivalry almost as well. There's Mavs where we've got the whole London Live set up, but Thunder's definitely another one that's, oh, it's Thunder.
Yeah, definitely.
You didn't see me. I did the teeth and, like, properly growled into the microphone when I did that.
Exactly. But this is it. Like, it's funny because once you step on that court and you're up against that opposition, you're going for the win. So you'll play your hardest to get that win, no matter who you're playing. And as you say, yeah, the London Live, that's massive rivalry between Hertfordshire Mavericks and Surrey Storm, both being London teams, the local derby. But then, yeah, we've also got that rivalry with Manchester Thunder. It's the two top teams in the league, so you're going to want to knock each other off.
I mean, you can't really take Thunder lightly.
Yeah, definitely. Manchester Thunder are a solid team, and they work really well together. Their systems are really good, and so you can't take them lightly. They make very little mistakes. Some very key players there from the England squad, and I think Sara really controls that team from their centre position. So it'll be really us trying to break down those connections and stopping them from doing what they want to do.
The game of the weekend was absolutely incredible and really intense to watch. In all the years I've been watching Storm, it was like one of those kind of games. What was it like actually being at Surrey Sports Park and being part of that game?
Well, first, I'd say having that home semi-final made a massive difference, I think, to us. Just knowing that the crowd were there behind us, they were cheering all the way through and really being that eighth player for us and supporting us throughout. So being in that environment was just amazing, and so grateful that we had that opportunity. And then for the game to go goal for goal, for us to be down for the majority, but then have that fighting spirit to come back again and tip it over at the end was just amazing to be part of. And I would have liked a bigger margin, but a win is a win. And yeah, I'm so proud of the squad for their resilience to get us over the line.
Full-time whistle, did you actually hear anything? Or was it more a case of the tears of joy, everybody running onto the pitch and just like... We've actually done this.
It was, yeah, exactly. The whistle went and I think I just like threw the ball in the air and just, yeah, everyone was jumping on each other. And yeah, again, it was kind of the, yes, celebrate this moment, but we still got one more game to play, but definitely enjoyed that game.
Are you the type of player that can watch last year's final or watch an earlier game and through the season?
Yeah, we do video analysis before each training session, and Tamsin and Kat pick out different clips that we think where we've done well or where we think we've combated the opposition, and if we can repeat, should be able to do the same again. But me personally as well, I like to look at clips of where I've done things well and the movement, because I'm a very visual person. I like to walk things through. So yeah, I wouldn't watch the last year's final, but I would look back to the game we played against Manchester in that first round where we won, and also the recent one, because even though we did lose, there's still elements in there where we played some amazing netball. So it will be to look back at that and find out those little key moments.
On Monday, I thought about watching last year's final, but then as I was going to press play on the recording, I just couldn't do it. It was one of those. I was like, come on. And I'm not even playing in the game. I was just like, Have you seen any of the squad for Netball Europe?
The list has come out. Yeah. So I saw that when it was published, and I'm as captain.
I just wondered what you felt ahead of Netball Europe and the fact that a lot of the youngsters are actually being given this chance early on in their career, especially the likes of Sophia.
Yeah, but Sophia's not young anymore.
I might play this back and she might hear that.
Yeah, that's right. I think she'll take that on as well. I think it's great that Sophia's getting a chance to put the red dress on again and step out on court. It's good that young players get that opportunity, especially on our home soil, to play at that international level, because it is a different feel. But I do believe it's definitely up there as well, though, in terms of that pressure that you get at international level. So, yeah, it's great that young players can get an opportunity to play.
And the Copper Box, it's home from home. Mav was a bit of a stinker at London Live, but how much do you hear from the crowd?
Oh, the Copper Box is an amazing venue. We've had a few finals there where we've come on top, and also me personally playing at the international level as well. It's always great to play there. And you can definitely hear the crowd. It's because it's all around you. You're in that kind of arena, cauldron. You feel them close to you. So, but then at the same time, you almost don't see them or feel them, if that makes sense. Because when you get so focused
are you in that
on
zone?
The game. Yeah, exactly. So you kind of get that kind of mindset where you're just switched on and you just hear what's on the court. But then every now and again, you just get a glimpse when you hear that cheer. And yeah, that really feels great. It's a really good venue. It's a nice court to play on. I love it.
And nice that everybody spends time afterwards signing autographs and making that day a little bit special for all the fans that made the journey.
Oh, definitely. Like, the amount of support we've had over this year and many years from our fans has just been phenomenal. And the fact that we can get that time at the end of the game, it's only a little bit, but at least it's our way of saying thank you. Because you don't really can't really get that interaction sometimes. So to stay after the game is nothing for us, because it's our way of just giving back.
And after this, you'll be looking forward to a nice little break, eh?
Oh, yeah, buddy. The holiday is booked. I keep telling everyone, my first holiday in 2 years.
Wow.
I know, right? So I am very excited. But I've got a job to do on Saturday, so my focus is on that Saturday. But in the back of my mind, I'm thinking, yes, ready for that break.
Pam, good luck for the game. And afterwards, it'll be my turn for the lemonade, all right?
Yes, I expect, I'll be waiting for my lemonade. Might be a bit longer, though.
Oh, all right.